which is rather confronting, the story I'm about to bring you now. There's no nice way of dealing with it, so I just have to deal with it. Last week I had a call off air alerting me to a very disturbing case of alleged child abuse. I was told a tiny baby, just 7 months old, had been taken to hospital on the New South Wales Central Coast, suffering the most horrific injuries. The information I received from the Central Coast told me this poor little boy had been both physically and sexually abused. The little boy is now in hospital in Sydney on life support. We have now spoken to police because I couldn't quite believe this would happen in a civilised society in a country like ours. But sadly, they've confirmed much of what I've been told. Specialist detectives from the State Crime Command Child Abuse Squad have commenced an investigation after a little boy was taken to hospital suffering serious injuries last week. At 11 p.m. last Wednesday, the 23rd of September, a seven-month-old boy was brought to Wyong Hospital suffering significant injuries to his head and body. After being examined by medical staff, the little boy was transported to the intensive care unit of the Sydney Children's Hospital on Thursday the 24th. That little boy remains in hospital in a critical condition. Police inquiries are continuing. No further information can be provided, they say. Well, I'm told the child was left in the care of a relative who then left the child in the care of a male relative while the first relative went out. The child's parents had gone away for a short break and had left the child in the care of a close relative. As I say, that close relative then went out, and the child was left in the care of another relative. And that's the person of interest at this moment. It happened over a two-hour time frame, I'm told. And we now have a child on life support in a Sydney hospital, having suffered horrific injuries just over a week ago. And the information I have is that the little boy was both physically and sexually abused. If someone is determined to have caused this, whatever they get won't be long enough or bad enough. I'd imagine the Child Abuse Squad, comprising detectives investigating crimes against children, are sickened by what they're dealing with at the moment. Absolutely sickened. The parents rush back upon hearing of the little boy being in a critical condition, and we find ourselves in the position we're in at the moment. It is beyond belief.